USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ongoing efforts continue to help Americans abroad get home as quickly as possible.
As of today, we have repatriated over 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries.
During a State Department briefing, Pompeo also says the United States is continuing to aid other countries who are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic.
We've now made available a total of number $274 million in funding to as many as 64 countries. That money will go to some of the world's most at-risk peoples.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer wrote to Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday telling them he cannot set a date for the House to reconvene for business after adjourning because of the coronavirus. Hoyer also told lawmakers they may have to make up for workdays lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Severe weather a possibility for parts of the country today, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The southeast United States on alert today for the possibility of some severe spring weather. Strong thunderstorms that could spark tornadoes are very likely this afternoon and evening across Alabama, Georgia, northern Florida, and the low country of South Carolina.
ABC and ESPN are moving up the release of a 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and the 1990 Chicago Bulls. The New York Post reports the documentary titled The Last Dance will begin airing April 19th.
Our mentality was to go out and win at any cost.
Jordan is the most talented player in the NBA by far.
The change was announced on ABC's Good Morning America on Tuesday. The miniseries was originally set to be released in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Celebrity chef Guy Fieri has partnered with the National Restaurant Association's Educational Foundation to offer grants for America's out-of-work restaurant workers amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Under the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund, food service workers will be able to apply for grants of $500 each to put towards housing, groceries, medical costs, or other living expenses. Fieri joins Fox News and says mom-and-pop restaurants are having a tough go of it.
It's tough. You know what? This is the fabric. This is a, you know, in a lot of communities, everybody turns to that restaurant for the donations, for their milestones, for you name it. So it's not just that the restaurant isn't operating. It's not just that the employees aren't making money. It's not that the owners aren't there. It's the community's looking for it. I mean, fortunately, there's still some restaurants that are opening and people are able to get, you know, takeouts. But this is hard hit. I mean, you've got these mom and pop joints. On Diners, Drive-Ins, you know, we've done 1,200 plus locations and more to come. I mean, we can do them forever. But, yeah, it's an industry that's really, it's people driven. And a lot of these folks are living paycheck to paycheck. Not many of them are salaried. A lot of them are hourly. And, a very hard hit group. A lot of single families, a lot of students.
For more news, do check us out online at usaradio.com or as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.